Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Bensi Rabi. He is the co-founder of Utila, a company that enables organizations to manage their digital assets securely. And Mr. Rabi, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you for hosting me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to learning a few things from you and what Utila does. So for starters, if you would, elaborate on how Utila's self-custody solution works at an enterprise scale. Let's kick things off with that today.
Yeah, sure. So regarding Utila, what we do, we enable organizations to manage digital assets in a secure way. Now, when I say organizations, it can be relevant for trading firms. It can be relevant for operations. It can be relevant for builders. They all have the same, challenges when it comes to digital assets. So how you manage private keys. In crypto, one of the main security risks is losing the private key or, a bad actor accessing it. So this is one thing that we solve. We build something based on MPC, which is multi-party computation. It's a cryptographic approach where the private key of the wallet, it's split into a few shards that are sitting in different locations. So there is no point of time where the full private key is actually stored somewhere. So it's very difficult for, a bad actor to access the full private key. And we make it very easy for customers to be able to create wallets that are already protected by this mechanism. So they don't have to think about, key management and the security risks around it. We also provide the ability to create wallets in multiple chains. So it's a multi-chain solution. We support Bitcoin, EVMs, Solana, Tron, and many others. And also we enable organizations to manage users, roles, permissions, transaction policies, very similar to what they have in their, core banking today or corporate spend management solutions. We also have an API. So, some teams, they want to automate stuff. They want to utilize actually this infrastructure as a part of the solution that they build and not necessarily to use it directly. So this is another thing that we provide. And of course, the ability to monitor transactions, assets, and et cetera. In a way, Utila is more than a wallet. Utila is actually an operations platform because the wallet is only one part of it. But besides that, we also have connectivity to, exchanges, decentralized applications, banking rails, et cetera. So we started from a wallet, but today it's much wider than that.
Definitely some interesting information, and thanks so much for the report. It's a great place to get us informed and to continue the conversation. So tell me, what specific challenges does Utila address for organizations managing digital assets, and how does it differ from other solutions in the space?
Yeah, sure. So, as I mentioned before, the main challenge is the key management, the risk of losing an access to the private keys. And then, in crypto, you don't have anyone that you can call to and say, hey, I lost my private key. The second thing is, of course, eliminating the risk of a bad actor accessing these keys. That's like the one challenge. Another challenge is that, let's say you don't want to grant access for every person in your organization for the private key. So let's say you have a few team members and you want them to have the ability, to get access to the wallet, sometimes just to track them, sometimes to perform transactions. So we actually put the keys in a secure environment where no one is actually accessing them. And you can manage, roles and permissions for every person and say, okay, this person can be only a viewer. This person can transact, but actually up to $5,000, and if it's more than that, you need the approval of X, Y, and Z. So this is like another challenge that we address that is mostly relevant for teams, right? Like not a specific person managing their own digital assets. Besides that, another challenge is today crypto is not only Bitcoin and Ethereum. There are a lot of blockchains, like the Solana ecosystem, like a bunch of layer twos, etc. And organizations, from what we see, many of them, they are active in multiple chains. And then, you know, in other solutions, many times you need to have like a wallet for Bitcoin, a wallet for Ethereum, wallets for Solana, etc. And Utila is actually a place where you can manage wallets across multiple chains under one umbrella, which is another a great thing for a lot of organizations. Besides that, we also removed lower the risk of moving funds to the wrong address, for example. So we enable organizations to manage an address book and again, like enforce policies around transactions. The same we do for DeFi. So some of our customers are using Utila to interact with smart contracts. There is another big security risk there that is about that sometimes you don't know much on what you sign and if it's like the right smart contract or not. So we also provide visibility around the transaction that you're going to sign. So that I would say like the main challenges that we are solving. Besides that, there are like some smaller challenges that we are also addressing, like tracking all the assets across, you know, multiple addresses, tracking transactions, etc.
Excellent detail shared right there. That is most helpful, helping us understand also the challenges that you go through. Now, what are some of the examples of custom offerings that organizations can build using Utila's platform?
Sure. So I would say in many cases, it can be some retail applications like, you know, buy, sell crypto, on and off ramps. If you think about those use cases, the builder in many cases needs to manage a big treasury for all the assets flowing in and out. They need something that is multi-chain, especially around payments. We see a lot of demand around Tron, for example, and Ethereum. Utila is a very good solution when it comes to how you manage this treasury. You cannot use like a ledger or like, you know, any cold wallet for that. You need something like more OAuth, and this is where we operate, like more the transactional use cases. Besides that, of course, it can be relevant for another buy and sell is an exchange, of course, or a custodian. Many of them, they will have the build versus buy when it comes to wallets. And in many cases, they will prefer to use a provider instead of building it in-house. It's something very challenging to build. You need like an expertise around cryptography, around, let's say, communication with blockchains, etc. So we are solving it. Other use cases around stable coins. So two use cases that we see today are, let's say, cross-border payments. Some organizations are building solutions that are utilizing blockchain technology, especially stable coins, in order to solve cross-border payments, for example, or dollar access to, you know, LATAM, for example, or Africa. In many of these cases, they will need a wallet infrastructure like Utila. So those are a few examples for custom offerings that organizations can build using our platform.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of those details. That certainly helps us a lot. We're speaking with Bensi Rabi. He is the co-founder of Utila, a company that enables organizations to manage their digital assets securely. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what advice would you give to organizations looking to enhance their digital asset management practices, especially in terms of security and compliance?
Yeah, so the first thing, of course, is to use an enterprise-grade solution for key management. In the end of the day, you can use some retail wallets. You can, let's say, store your private keys in a KMS, right? But I think that especially as you grow, as you scale, as you add more people to your organization, I don't think that these solutions can be, you know, good enough, can be secure enough, and you must find something that is highly secured, just to make sure that you will not lose your funds. So that's like the most, I would say, basic thing, to spend the money on security. It's important. I would say today this is like one of the misconceptions that I see, that, you know, people are saying it will not happen to us, and then the day after something bad is happening. So I would say that's the first thing. Second thing is to set permissions and roles for users. You know, don't provide access to everyone in your organization without limiting this access and making sure this person can do only specific things based on his role, whether it's like, you know, just a viewer, an accountant, maybe it's a trader, etc. Another thing is to set transaction policies, right? Like you want to understand and to make sure that, let's say, for very large transactions, there will be a person from a group that will approve them. You want to make sure that sometimes you need a quorum of people to approve some sort of transaction. So setting transaction policies is another important stuff. The very same thing that you have today in any bank account, for example, that you manage for your organization. So that's another thing. Besides that, I would say having like a log, an audit log of all the actions that happen, maintain it, track it. You need to understand who did what, when it happened, etc. So the same thing also about adding users, whitelisting addresses. You should add policies. You should add mechanisms of approvals, because these things, if you don't do them in the right way, you can lose money, even from a bad actor inside your organization. Imagine someone is whitelisting an address. There is no any quorum that needs to approve this address. Tomorrow, this person can actually move funds to this address, which belongs to him, right? And run away with the funds. So I would say setting up policies, spending money on key management, that's the most important things.
Really do appreciate that advice, and I'm sure the listeners definitely appreciate that as well. As we conclude, what are some key lessons learned from implementing Utila's solutions in different organizations, and what do these insights tell you about the state of the industry?
Yeah, sure. So as the market is you know, growing and maturing, so we see more, you know, less degens, I would say, and more people coming from TradFi. They are looking for experiences that remind them, you know, their bank account, their corporate spend management platform. They for them, it's very important to have something very intuitive, very easy to set up, very easy to use. Many of them, you know, they need this ease of use because they're not coming from the space, especially when they touch money. You know, they don't want to do any mistakes. And I think that today the market is in a place where you see more and more people coming in, which is, of course, a positive thing. But there is a lack of solutions that were built for this kind of people. So we are actually trying to help them. We are trying to assist them. We are trying to build them the same tools that are used to from other verticals. Another thing that we see that there are more use cases of organizations utilizing crypto, especially for payments. You know, you can have organizations that are not crypto native at all, and still they will hold mostly stable coins in order to do cross-border payments, for example. This is a big thing, and this is a great example for adoption of, you know, Web 2.5, what we like to say. And we believe that the next cycle, it will be big there, right? Besides that, we do see still a lot of privacy issues. You know, the main advantage of crypto is the fast of things. It's very easy to move funds from Europe to Australia. On the other end, crypto is public. Everyone can see what happens. Everyone can track from where the money comes and where it's going to. So there are still a lot of security privacy concerns. And I don't think that today there are a lot of good solutions there. So it's creating a barrier. And I would say that as an industry, we need to think about how we can also help organizations to have more privacy, especially when it comes to payments. So that's like another thing that we see right now.
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. Quite informative. And again, we thank you for what you do through Utila. If you would, tell the listeners where they can get further details on Utila and tap into the platform.
Yeah, sure. So, of course, the best place is our website. It's pretty detailed there, and you can reach us out by book a demo. We're pretty responsive. We're an early stage startup, so we work very close with our customers. Our LinkedIn and Twitter are pretty updated almost every week, where we post at least one product update. So I would say it's a great place to educate yourself about Yotilla. Besides that, we are attending events. You know, this year, of course, in Denver, Consensus, DAS in London. So it's another opportunity to meet us and learn more about what we do.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can grab that link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Bensie, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really appreciated your time today.
Thank you, Eric.
My pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Bensie Rabi, the co-founder of Yotilla, a company that enables organizations to manage their digital assets securely. And again, for all the details, visit yotilla.io. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.